Evans International on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
So I have taken a visit over to Melby today and I'm with Evans International. I've found Val. Hello, Val.
Hello.
Thank you very much for having me, first of all. I've never been to see your facility here, but it is busy. It's a hub of activity. But just do a bit of an overview for us before we start. What is it that you do and how do you help people get stuff from A to B?
Well, basically, we're an international removal company, but that doesn't mean we just do international work. That means we'll move you whether you're going just around the corner, like some ladies are today, lady and gentlemen, or indeed we'll move you across the world. But basically, here at Evans International, we have a few teams of gentlemen that will come in and help you move. The early hours of this morning, a crew just arrived back from France. We've just moved a lady over to France. So we had a large articulated lorry over there and a support vehicle and a crew to unload her. And we've got some goods waiting to go to Mallorca and Portugal and America that's in the warehouse. So we'll have a look at all of those.
Some lovely destinations.
I know, and some of them I'm lucky enough to be able to go to as well.
Well, should we go and have a little explore then of the warehouse and see what we've got out there and what's going where?
Yes.
Okay, let's
see what's happening. So the first thing to notice here, if you want to say, oh, as we come around the corner, oh, you notice that there's these doors. What do these doors do?
What do those doors do, Val?
These doors, this is our self-store facility. So for people that perhaps don't have much storage at home, or one of the things that people store in here is that this end room, this nice big empty room up here, is just waiting for a gentleman to take delivery. We'll take delivery of all of his stock of shoes that are coming in.
Ah.
So he, instead of operating from his garage, he will actually come here and distribute his shoes from here, and then the courier company will come here and collect, save it going to his house.
That's a really good use of space, actually. I kind of always thought self-store would just be people who are moving house, but there's a bit of a gap between old house and new house. But he's making the most of this storage for business reasons.
Absolutely. Self-storage is now very much growing for businesses because as they grow, there's a lot of people don't really want to have all of their goods delivered to their house and they don't have space to store it or it's not secure. So at least here they can store in a warehouse in a room that's purpose-built that is secure and is covered by CCTV. So there's a lot of businesses that we have here. We have a large business that stores with us in a big unit at the bottom of the yard. And other self-storage facilities are for people that perhaps live in a flat or in a smaller house and would like to store things. People who've had a family member that has just died and it's still quite raw, but they've need to empty the house, say, or the room if they were in a nursing home, and that room needs to become available for somebody else.
And they want to sort through that stuff when it feels right.
Yeah, that's right. And also, if you're trying to sell your house and you just need to depersonalise it a little bit, but you don't want to get rid of your things, then here is an ideal place to store as well.
Alongside this as well, you've got what I can only describe as a lot of very massive wooden boxes. What are these for? I can hear the phone ringing. You're busy in here.
I know. These boxes, there's two very different shapes or two different sizes, and the larger boxes, these are for customers that are perhaps in between moving house, so they will then store their furniture with us in the interim. And other people actually work abroad for a couple of years, so therefore they'll store the furniture with us while they're away. The smaller ones, these are for export, so these are our customers where we bring their goods in and we're going to export them, so they can be going to Australia, South Africa, America. These are what we called our worldwide shipping crates, and these are specially built so they go inside the sea containers to go across the sea.
And they're all expertly being moved around on a forklift by Malcolm at the minute. How's the forklift going, Malcolm?
Excellent.
Excellent, fab. speaking of which, the forklift is currently parked outside. Val, I can't help but notice there's a rather massive boat in the yard. Why have you got a boat here?
Yes, we transport boats as well up and down the country. We have a 22-foot speedboat at the moment that we've just brought back from Portugal. And we did actually do a swap, although there were two very different customers. We actually took a speedboat down and brought one back.
Next time I need one of my yachts moving, Val, I'll give you a call.
Yes, yeah. Please do.
And I can't help but notice as well, there's a lot of greenery. Why are there so many plants here? Is it just that you are green-fingered?
No, actually, I'm not that green-fingered. But one of the challenges that we do find with our customers is that when they're in between houses, then they do have plants. And so we have a very secure yard here. And so we do actually take in customers' plants and look after them. Because otherwise what happens is they have to rely on friends, or it just becomes all a bit disjointed, and we actually offer a complete removal service. And if that means looking after the plants and the outside furniture, then that's what we do.
I'd feel very responsible looking after plants. I'd rather you look after them than me. I've got a terrible track record keeping plants alive.
Well, luckily, one of our guys, Matt, that's our manager here, he is very green-fingered, so I'm afraid the responsibility's on his head, not mine.
I mean, plants are expensive as well, aren't they? You wouldn't want to... You kind of think, oh, if you move house, that'll be fine. But actually, by the time you've filled a house with potted plants, you don't want to leave them behind.
No, you don't. And we have customers that have beautiful Acer trees that are extremely expensive, and so, you know, we do with the best that we possibly can, we do move plants. And if you remember, I told you once about a huge stone trough that we moved. So if we can't physically lift them as people, then we work with a gentleman with a high ab, and we actually have the means of lifting, like you say, very expensive plants, but also they can be in very expensive pots.
Yeah, I bet.
So if people have plants, boats, storage needs, wherever they're going, whether they're moving from one little street in Ripon to another little street in Ripon, or they're moving really, really far away, what would your advice be about sort of talking to you and working out how they're going to do that move?
Just pick up the phone and ask to speak to Val, and I will come out and see you, and we'll discuss all of your needs and what we can do to help you.
And if people just search Evans International online, they will find you and they will find that number.
They will, and the number is 01765 640 882, and just give us a call.
Fantastic. Val, thank you very much. Keep up the good work with the forklift, Malcolm.
I will, thank you.
Thank you both. Evans International on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.